Did you just fucking farted? I just fucking farted.
Oh, maybe there's a cold open in there somewhere.
Broken.
Hiya! just to fill you in on what we're laughing at, Holly just asked if the Star Spangled Banner. The Star Spangled Banner is copyrighted, and that's what she's Googling right now. And we've come to the conclusion it's owned by America.
Big conclusion from us, folks. Yeah. You heard it here first. It's actually an educational podcast.
Yeah, about American history. So, welcome to the first episode of
Broken Podcast.
This is our second time actually recording this.
We recorded like a test sort of first episode.
It wasn't a test. We were ready to send it out. And then we were not expecting to have so much occasion.
I mean, yeah, that's so real.
No, that is literally, it's time to be real, guys. but yeah, we basically were ready to send out. And then we didn't actually expect so many people to engage with our announcement a couple of days ago.
We thought maybe 5 people would, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And all 5 being our mums, but using just like different emails and logins.
That is how I get all of my likes on Instagram, to be fair.
Yeah. But yeah, we did not expect to have so much engagement. So thank you, firstly.
Thank you so much.
The imposter syndrome is popping off.
Yeah, we're going to seriously disappoint y'all.
we were like, oh shit, we actually have to live up to something here.
Ew.
Imagine living up. But yeah, talking of living... Broke and Broken, that is the theme of our podcast. It basically is to somewhat document our lives after drama school. We actually did come up with this podcast idea a long time ago.
Oh my God, maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, we talked about a podcast for about 2 years, I would say. The name probably came about a year ago.
Yeah, I remember I was working behind the bar and I was like, oh my God, Broken. It's perfect.
I mean, it's just it that's what it is.
Yep.
It says it all right there.
First episode. Thank you so much.
No, but we've both, I think, been since getting out of drama school, we've both been sort of yearning for some sort of creative spark.
Yeah, yearning.
And we haven't really had a chance to get that because we've both been working flat out in like hospitality and customer service.
Yeah.
So this is the best way it's gonna happen. So
we also, when we were listening back to the first one we had recorded, we had realized we recorded that 3 weeks ago and we were like, holy shit, our lives have changed so much in the past three weeks. And it was no longer like applicable to us or appropriate to us, which is also what we kind of want from this podcast, is that as we, you know, do episodes, we don't know if they're going to be weekly, monthly. We're hoping for fortnightly, just because we love Fortnite. No.
Hell yeah! Let's go! Thank your bus driver, folks!
What? I didn't even know that reference. My knowledge of Fortnite is fucking flossing.
I mean, that is also that
I
is
played
also the
it for like 5 minutes once and I was like, nah, I can't keep up.
I played it for a while with my brother, and I was not very good at it, so that was the end of my career
like
in Fortnite.
You had to get it when it was like right coming out so that you could be ahead of people.
It's actually quite complicated now, to my understanding.
Fucking hell. Mm-hmm. Can't be fucked. But yeah, our lives have basically changed since that last episode. We then recorded another one when we had a power outage.
Oh God,
and when I tell you, I fell asleep in the middle of it.
boring.
It was so boring because we were like just like waiting for our electric to come back on. So we were like, delete. So this is our third attempt. And like I said, third time is a charm.
Not... Setting it up was certainly easier this time around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's taken us a while. Taken us a while to get understanding the mics and all. But anyway, I think we shall start with how we met.
Oh, wow.
So, Holly, take us back to the summer of 69.
the summer of 69, I wasn't
born. It was actually the summer of 2019.
It was the summer of 2018.
Oh, 18.
So what, 6 years ago did we decide that was?
Yeah, I think it was so.
Did
we decide?
We decided
the calendar.
That was 6 years ago.
mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck mads.
Yes, no, 6 years ago, when we started rehearsals to do an Amdram production at home of Little Women.
Yeah. And at home, obviously, we need to clarify, we are now actually living in London, but as you can tell from our accents, we are not Londoners, innit?
Thank fuck for that.
I wouldn't mind being a Londoner, but I'm proud of my heritage, so I am. But yeah, we met, it was the Irish premiere production of Little Women. We were the first people to do the musical of Little Women.
So you keep saying, I can't believe it.
It's on my spotlight. It's going to be on my fucking grave. Donal McCauley played Laurie in the Irish Premier of Women.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah, I played Laurie.
So Donal played Laurie.
We decided 6 years ago that I would be Laurie.
So Donal played Laurie, and I played Beth. And that was every other performance.
Yeah.
And in the performances that we weren't playing Laurie and Beth, we were both playing Rodrigo.
Why are you laughing?
I definitely said Rodrigo.
We played Olivia Rodrigo in Little Women. No, we played Rodrigo and Rodrigo too.
And we had a fucking fantastic time doing that. We got to crawl through a window.
Yeah.
I got Holly to jump off a piano.
Yeah, you fell off a piano.
Got to box my knee for a bit.
Yeah. But the thing that really, and we realized we didn't mention this in the first take of the podcast, the thing that really brought us together, and we can do a whole episode on this.
Oh my god, conspiracy theories and everything.
Is the Primark fire.
The Belfast Primark fire. Folks, the oldest building in Belfast burned down.
But also the oldest building in Belfast before it burned down had a Primark in it. Then burnt down and now once again has a Primark in it.
Is that true? I'm confused by what you're saying.
Primark?
Yes, the Primark
burnt down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the building that Primark was in was the oldest building
in
Belfast.
That's what I said.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is the oldest building in Belfast had a Primark in it and once again has a Primark in it. It was a bank initially.
Oh, you mean it's gone back? Like, Primark's gone back.
But I'm just saying, like, the fact that it's, like, the oldest building in Belfast, like, a listed building, and it's like, oh my god, it's such an accolade, and they're like, yeah, let's put a fucking Primark in it.
Sorry.
Might as well be a Greggs.
I thought you were saying two of the oldest buildings in Belfast both had Primarks in them.
No!
And both down. And I was like,
but let's start that.
That is a conspiracy theory.
No, let's start that. Let's start one by one, starting with the oldest and going to the newest. We're going to take Belfast over one Primark at a time until the City Hall is a big Primark.
I mean, it's getting there.
But anyway, that was what brought us together. Was the Primark fire. We then wrote a little silly song called How's Your Asia, which is just an inside joke amongst the cast. And then we were both like, ugh, why does the summer have to end? Like,
it was tough.
Yeah, it was rough. Holly was heading to do foundation.
I was.
At a university. I was. Or a drama school. And I was heading into my gap year and I was like, oh, baby girl, why do you have to be leaving for London time?
Yeah, it was tough. I was desperate to get away, desperate to never see this man again.
Yeah.
And then the year after, he just fucking followed me here.
Yeah.
Don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I just was obsessed with Holly. Like,
we know.
I'm obsessed with Holly. My top three favorite performances by Holly would be all three, her singing She Used to Be Mine.
I hate you so fucking much. I don't have any friends anymore. I have disowned all of my friends.
Oh, I'm so gonna get a clip up of that.
Please, no, please.
Angela, Angela's our editor. Can you insert a clip of Angela Holly singing She Used to Be Mine when she was like 18?
My God, I wish I was 18. I was probably older.
Like 20.
Older, probably should have known better.
Yeah, definitely. Enough of talking shit.
Jesus.
That's
what the podcast is going to be. Let's be real here. It's going to be a lot of us talking shit, so be ready for that, guys. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know. Emily Rayner, if she's listening, let's call her out if she isn't.
I hope your commute's going well.
Your commute's better because we're just chatting shit. She commented on our first post being like, commute's going to be 10 times better. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, shit.
I mean, it'll just be like being back in class with us probably, so.
Yeah, no, literally. Talking of being back in class, that was chaotic. When we were in drama school together, we used to always purposely put ourselves in the back of the dance line so that we didn't have to fully work out because the teachers couldn't see us from there.
So, hold on. Let's backtrack a little bit. I came over here in 2018 to 2019 to do a foundation course at a different uni. And then when Donald followed me over in 2019, we both ended up going to a different uni together.
Yeah.
To study BA in musical theater. And yeah, we were the worst in the class. That's a joke.
We were the worst in the class when it came to dance and fitness. But my God, were we the best in the year when it came to banter and chemistry.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, baby. You know what? Just talking of chemistry, because I was telling my friend about it the other day. Our third year show, we did Footloose.
Oh, hell yeah.
And we did not want to be in Footloose.
Yeah, okay, so let's preface this by saying, in case anybody's listening, let's preface this by saying, at the time, our two third-year shows were Carrie and Footloose. We were not dancers. So we thought, we'll probably be in Carrie. We'd both like to be in Carrie. Because, like, that's probably a bit more of our vibe.
Yeah.
That's not what happened, obviously.
No, but firstly, we both were like, oh, Footloose is going to just be dance, 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 dance. I don't want to dance for 6 to 8 weeks. I want to be in Carrie and just sing and chill and everything, right? So we were we were like, oh, how do we like sabotage our auditions? I went in with Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen.
And I went in and sung Accidentally in Love from Shrek.
Hi, my name's Holly McConville. I'll be auditioning for Footloose and I'll be singing Accidentally in Love from Shrek 2. That's what happened.
That is literally it. And we were all given, so everybody was given the same duet from the show to do, which is Almost Paradise. Which this is sung, it's sung by Ren and Ariel, who are the two like love interests. Leads. Yeah.
Yeah.
So of course we were like, well, we'll sign up together. We'll go in together.
Fuck it up together.
They're never
and they'll never be cast together.
They're never going to put us in this show. So we go in there and we sing for the lovely for the lovely director who is absolutely fantastic. Yeah,
brilliant, brilliant team.
And we sang it so, I want to say sillily. Not a word, but sillily.
Yeah. Whimsically.
We did not sing it to the best of our abilities. No. We go in, we sing the song.
Mm-hmm.
We sing it the whole way through. There's a scene. They've given us a scene that they ask us to do, like, at the tail end or, like, in the middle of the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is in the middle of the song. So we come in, we do that. We do the song, we do the scene, we finish the song. And the director looks at us and he's like, can I get you guys to do it again? But as the reverend and his wife? The context of what you need to know about us is that I had already played two mums. And I had said actively, if they give me a third mum role, I will lose my shit.
And also, you need to also get, Holly looks like she's 10.
Well, no!
The whole way through drama school, everyone was like, you'll be little red. You know?
Yeah, like
adult cover Matilda.
Or emergency cover Gavroche. Like, yeah, that's my casting. We all understand.
And then
it was
like, how would you like playing a mum?
And I went on to play three mums.
Three mums. Yeah.
And I went on to play three mums.
Yeah. And that audition, that Footloose audition, we cackled afterwards.
And we did obviously get cast in those roles, naturally.
Yeah.
Because we had great chemistry. We're best friends.
Yeah.
And we had great chemistry, unfortunately. And we went on to do Footloose. And I have to say, it must be said, loved Footloose.
It was brilliant. It was fucking brilliant.
Footloose and at was the end best of it, part of my third year.
Oh, yeah. And at the end of it, we were like, do you know what? This went the way it was supposed to. And it brought us close together. We were basically living out of each other's pockets. And then we moved in with each other.
We did. And that's where we are now.
Yeah. Literally where we are now.
We're literally on our sofa.
And since then, life's been a whirlwind. We've been broke. We've been broken.
Mostly
at the same time. Especially for the first half.
Sometimes alternating.
Yeah. Yeah. So what have you been doing? Since drama school,
I have been working in a theatre, front of house.
You made your West End debut
of
house.
Technically, yes.
You did, yeah.
No, I've been working at a theatre that I have to say, I really do enjoy for the most part. It comes with its difficulties, but
as does every job.
Yeah, I mean, certainly. But it also comes with, I don't want to say this right now. It comes with some of the best people I've ever met in my life. That does not include Keelan, who I am very annoyed with right now. No, but for real, I have met some of like my closest friends ever now at that job. So I'm very lucky to be there. And I thoroughly enjoyed my time there so far. We'll see how it keeps going. I mean, I'm still there, so it's not like it's not going anywhere.
And you're not going anywhere.
No, I guess not.
That's you for life.
I'm certainly not going into an acting job.
No, but I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Like, it's all about finding a job that works so that you can still have time for auditions. And that's one of the biggest things that we've really struggled with finding, you know.
I got really lucky.
Yeah.
I got really lucky with my job.
Like, for myself, what I've been doing, I was working in an institution of sorts, a very luxury, high-end brand. I started as a bartender, and I fell in love with hospitality in, like, a whole new way. It was no longer a survival thing. It was something that I really enjoyed and that I could really see myself, like, doing well in and having a career in. And I just sort of got sucked into that, and rather than like you, I wasn't in a position where I was able to have flexibility for auditions and stuff.
You went from studying for a career into a completely separate career-driven job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I seen three promotions. I did very well. I was managing events for some pretty big dogs, pretty incredible stuff.
Okay.
And then more recently, I was like, you know what? I want to get back into being creative. I want to get back into doing what I want to do and stuff. And I left, and you know, it was very bittersweet. Like, it was a really tough thing for me to leave, mm-hmm. but I have to follow my heart. And then we started the podcast.
Yeah, and that's your job now.
And that's my job. I'm getting paid in compliments.
From who?
Emily Rayner, senator. For me, it's going to be 10 times better.
No, so that's been us work-wise.
Yeah.
Outside of work, we've been trying to keep afloat, baby. And it's been tough sometimes. It's been tough. We're finding things to sort of see us through. I've had D&D.
Yeah.
After I finished, basically straight out the bat after I finished uni.
Yeah.
I went straight into straight D&D. And
Dungeons and Dragons.
Dungeons. Most people will probably know that, but I
drunk
guess.
And disorderly.
That's what people are thinking. For it.
That's what people are thinking.
But I got very lucky. I had never played before, and my boyfriend at the time was like, "We should go and play because we've been watching Stranger Things." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I'd love to." And he was like, "My friend is
running
a
in Stranger Things."
They do play it in Stranger Things. His friend was running an introductory class, so we went, and I instantly fell in love with it, and we. We're supposed to play an 8-week campaign, which turned into a 2.5-year campaign. And again, I met some of the best people ever doing that, and I'm still really close friends with them, and we're starting a new one soon and a new campaign soon. And I love it, man. And that's kind of how I got close with my friends at work as well, was that I had started into D&D and they were playing D&D at the time and needed another member, basically. And I was like, I play. And then so the boys at work had to just take me in. They had mm-hmm. to. They had no other choice, and they still don't, quite frankly.
You're stuck with her now.
They definitely are.
It happened to me 6 years ago.
But yeah, so a lot of good things coming out of my life,
yeah,
because of D&D, funnily enough.
Yeah.
You've been.
Do you know, the whole time you were saying that, I was actually thinking, what are my hobbies?
You were working.
No, I was literally working. And the bad thing is, I'm a massive, massive workaholic. I have a very toxic relationship when it comes to work. But like I said, I found a new passion. And I guess a hobby of mine for the past 2 years has actually been food and beverage. Like, even though I was within the food and beverage industry, like, a lot of my time I was, like, when you would be, like, doing D&D and that was your way mm-hmm. of socializing and seeing people, mine was going to different restaurants, going to different bars, you know, often competitors, and going with friends and tasting different food. And like, especially now having left and I'm not having champagne every day, which was fucking brilliant. After shift, having like champagne and all sorts, or like if it was a really good day, you were having like fucking lobster and beef Wellington and caviar. Oh, it was a different life. But since leaving, I've been doing a lot more cooking myself because I'm trying to do things that are still like therapeutic and social and fun. And I mean, even just this evening, I was like, oh, I'm peckish, what should I make? And the next thing, I'm making flatbread and tzatziki, and I'm just going to town with that. Like, that has been something that I've really loved getting into cooking. And I cook for us a lot, and have been for the past like 6 months to a year. And I love it. And
because I'm the opposite, I fucking hate cooking.
Yeah, she hates cooking.
There's
very little
I hate more in this life than having to cook.
I'm trying to like get Holly onto more things. She had tzatziki for the first time today. And you liked it. It was cute.
It's nice.
It's refreshing. And it's funny, I'm going to Portugal in 3 weeks for my sister's wedding. And this will be my first time out of the country in 7 years, which is madness. Because like for the past 7 years, I've just gone between like Ireland and London, you know? And oh my God, like the past like 2 weeks, the closer it gets, I am literally like, holy shit, I'm gonna get such good quality food out there. Like, I'm like I've been having fruit with Greek yogurt and honey every single morning now for a few weeks, which is one thing I've been really strict is actually having my 3 meals a day, which I've never done before. But oh my God, every day I'm like, oh, I can't wait to like have the like the mangoes in Portugal or the Portuguese peaches. Like, I'm like, get me that sun right now.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
We've been talking about having like a holiday for a bit, haven't we? Like,
yeah, ourselves. Man, I've been gagging for a holiday for a long time. I'm very lucky. I'm going away for 2 weeks over Halloween to America. And I'm very excited, but that'll be my first holiday in I think 5 years. So yeah, I can't wait.
And it's your first time going to Disney as well.
It is. It's gonna be my first time at Disney. It's gonna be my first time at Universal. It's gonna be my first time in America. Lot of firsts. Yeah. Lot of firsts.
Yeah. You should have some tzatziki.
Very overwhelming. Yeah. Everything is very overwhelming. Everybody gives me different opinions. Everybody gives me different advice. It's very overwhelming, folks. Yeah.
Trust me. My opinion. I've been giving you very like opinionated opinions.
Oh.
I've been to Disney in Florida and Universal and everything. And that first day, I've said to you before, it was horrific for me because it was so commercial.
You've been like chatting to me a lot about it. One of my friends at work is a massive Disney fan and a massive roller coaster fan as well. And I'm not a roller coaster fan.
Yeah, you're not.
He's very big
on
theme
parks. I want to get
parks.
You on roller coasters before you go out
there.
So
does Kaylin.
We'll take you out.
He did say about a trip to Thorpe Park the other day. And I was like,
oh my God. Absolutely, I'm inviting myself. The three of us.
Okay.
I'll hold your hand.
So he is a big Disney fan, and I was like, oh, well, like, my family are thinking about doing probably more days in Universal, and he was like, I will sit down, I will make you an itinerary.
Get it out.
And convince your family to spend most of the time at Disney. He's a big advocate.
Fair. See, that I've said the same thing to you, is like, the parks are all spread out, like, which one to prioritize. I personally, knowing you, would prioritize Animal Kingdom because you've got Lion King, but you've also got two rapid rides, I believe. And fair. You love a rapid ride.
Fair.
That is one thing you will do.
I am also, I can't, it can't be forgotten that I am 25 now and can do whatever the fuck I want. So I will.
Yeah, you can.
I will probably end up splitting
get
up from
a green
my family.
Card and then live in America.
Well, we'll see if it goes well, you know, if they want me.
I don't know if you would split from your family. Disney, it's a very scary place when you're out there. I'll tell you that.
Possibly. I'll probably end up staying with my family.
Can you try and like, gate crash one of the parade floats, like make it.
They've already
news.
Asked me to be in the parade, actually.
Oh wow,
they heard that I was coming and they were like, we need
someone as Cruella de Vil.
No, actually, Maleficent
when she's in dragon form.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
And you whip out the dragon song from Shrek. No accent, Lila in love. So what we want to actually take a moment was to actually talk about the podcast itself. So we've sort of talked about the past, we talked about the present, and now we're talking about the future.
The future.
It's funny because when we were talking about what this podcast is going to be, one of the things that Holly suggested was that we would give advice how to be less broken.
Well, not advice so much as talk about things that we wish we could do to be less broken.
Yeah, things we wish we knew, I guess. One of them is the City Mapper Pass, which is now gone, for fuck's sake. But that
we knew about the City Mapper. We knew about the City Mapper Pass.
But yeah, Broken. We want this podcast to be collaborative. You know, between ourselves and listeners, we will have guests on the podcast. If you want, if you're interested, be a guest.
Hit us up.
I have had a couple of people actually already ask, which is really funny.
Nice.
But we want it to be collaborative. We want it to be very organic. It's not, there's no set structure where it's like, this week we're going to talk about this. This week we're going to talk about this, you know?
We're probably going to figure it all out as we go along.
Literally.
When something broke and or broken happens to us, I guess that might spur us into an episode idea.
Yeah.
But we're also keen for ideas.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you guys want to hear me and Donald chat shit about? Like, basically, is
what do you hear? Want to know our political views on? No,
no, we will not be talking political unless it's about the famine
and the gays. Anyway, I think that with this podcast, we want to talk about various themes. It's very organic and it's very much go with the flow. And we want to sort of talk about, you know, we want to document us coming into adulthood. We are adulting.
This is a coming of age podcast. That's what you're saying. Like every good movie.
No. It's a coming of age podcast when you've already come of age and you're still not ready.
This is a coming of age, but like, really coming of age podcast, like not like the movies pretended to be 18 until like 19 or whatever. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's
this is real coming
it's
of
for,
age.
It's for when you've come of age and now you have to come of adult. Ew, that sounds really gross. You've coming of age and I.
My mom's going to listen.
So is mine, and she's probably making the same joke.
My mom is definitely not.
No, but we do want to talk about various topics.
Oh my god, spoiler alert! Somebody died!
You feel like somebody died, just piss themselves a lot. Anyway, that's the Booker podcast. I think we've said enough. I think we've said what we wanted to say.
So this is it, guys. This is the podcast. This is what we're doing.
So yeah, that is the podcast.
This is the podcast, guys.
That is the podcast. This has been episode one.
This has been episode one. I have to go back to playing Kingdom Hearts now.
Yeah, Holly has to play Kingdom of Hearts because she's beating Keelan. They're in a competition where if she loses, she has to make him a cake and vice versa. But he's not said what cake, and I said to her, you fucking teach that boy not to fucking mess with you. You make him a fucking fish cake and then he'll soon realize.
So yeah, fish Keelan, cake is coming for you,
Keelan. Yeah, Keelan. Yeah, what's that smell? It's your fucking fish cake. Why do I keep farting? Anyway,
are we ever going to end this?
We keep having to retake because I keep farting because I'm laughing so much.
Anyway, I have to go back to playing Kingdom Hearts
and
so that I can.
You have to go to sleep because you've worked.
I've
tomorrow.
Got work in the morning, but I have to. I physically cannot let Keelan win this bet that we're doing.
And I physically can't laugh anymore or else I'll probably shit.
So I think we have to wrap up.
Yeah.
But again, guys, let us fucking know what you wanna hear. This is gonna be a documentation of our lives, of us as people.
I really wanna do a broken podcast, like a separate podcast account and everything. Where it's like we re-listen to our podcast like a year later.
Jesus Christ, that's a whole other thing. That would be insinuating that it does okay enough.
Like Gogglebox.
that's insinuating that we're still doing this in the year.
What? I just want to get at least 8 episodes because the average podcast doesn't actually produce more than 7 episodes because people usually give up.
Fair enough. Well, here we're on track to 7, folks.
Yeah, it's only 6 more to go.
Let's fucking go.
So that is the end of the first episode. Thank you so much, firstly, for the engagement ahead of this before this episode's even come
thanks,
out.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for scurrying us into fucking oblivion.
I can't wait to see the engagement go right down. Can we just say it? We've taken some fucking sick photo shoot photos. Where do you fucking say them?
We actually, it must be said... It must be said,
they're
we really
incredible.
Have.
They're really, really good. But yes, this is the first episode. Thank you so much. Make sure to follow us on all our socials. We are on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all sorts, at BrokenBrokenPod.
BrokenBrokenPod. At BrokenBrokenPod.
At BrokenBrokenPod. See ya. Love ya. Bye.
Live, love, love. Bye.
Live, love, love. Emily Reiner, hope you enjoyed your commute. Bye.
Fuck me.